Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to go right to the lead story. Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings day one. And let's get to the nation's capital judiciary reporter from Bloomberg Law, Madison Alder. And I want to thank Kimberly Robinson, who normally joins us, for setting this whole thing up. And we just appreciate what she does for us. She'll be with us Friday in this time slot, looking back at the week that was. But let's look at day one of those confirmation hearings. And joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Madison Alder. Hi, Madison. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I got to tell you, no matter how tough you think your day is, to be in the position of someone who wants to sit on the Supreme Court during confirmation hearings, that's got to be one of the toughest times in anyone's life, right?
It certainly is, and it certainly is going to be for Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Talk to me about day one. I know, you know, the Affordable Care Act and other things came up. Originalist, I heard that quite a bit. I was watching CBS News, their streaming service, just moments ago here at KDK Radio, and they were talking about so many things. Where are some of the most, I guess, poignant, and where would you like to begin, Madison? Go ahead.
So I think the best place to begin is the fact that this setting of this hearing wasn't standard. You know, we had the public wasn't able to come into the hearing because of the virus. Senators were wearing masks, so was the nominee herself, and we had several senators joining by video, including Senator Kamala Harris, the vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. She was also joining by video. So the setting was a little odd for a hearing like this, but they're still going forward. And, you know, as for issues, some of the standout issues I think that we saw today that are probably going to be some of the issues going forward are health care for the Democrats and then Republicans really focusing on, you know, Amy Coney Barrett's record and her qualifications. Democrats today really focused heavily on this idea that they shouldn't be putting forward a nominee during a pandemic, especially when the ACA is on the line, cases coming up at the Supreme Court shortly after the election. And, you know, Republicans were saying that Barrett is qualified, and some of those arguments from Democrats are putting the Supreme Court in this position of being a legislative body, which they disagree with. So those are some of the top issues I saw today and really issues I expect to see in the days ahead.
Roe v. Wade, motherhood, parenthood, a lot of things I'm sure still to come. What do you think are going to be some of the more important topics? So will there be more than just a sentence or two? Will there be some actual real verbal comment back and forth, something of serious nature and some heavy lifting? What do you think, Madison?
Well, the hardest thing about these hearings is that, you know, lawmakers will try to pin nominees down on whether or not they'll rule a certain way. You know, Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican from Missouri, he even said that he was going to only approve a judge who would commit to saying that Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided. He has since said that Barrett would meet that test. But, you know, people on both sides of the aisle are wanting nominees for the Supreme Court to say how they'll rule in these cases. The problem is nominees almost never do say how they will rule in these cases. They say it's not a good idea for them to say what their ideas on some of these, what their personal opinions on some of these really hot-button topics will be. So I expect going forward some of the more crucial things that we might see, some of the more crucial arguments are more conceptual and you know, certainly matters of recusal. Would be a very interesting topic going forward. There's a lot of conversation right now on whether Barrett should recuse from cases involving the election. So it will be really interesting to see how she responds to those kinds of questions. But on particular cases, I really don't think we're going to get to see her say how she's going to rule or you know, how she'll potentially tip her hat one way or another.
Madison Alder, so gracious to join us. She, of course, judicial reporter, Bloomberg Law. Kimberly Robinson will be here Friday in this same time slot as we look at the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings. Hey, you've been around these things much more than I and obviously the Supreme Court. But I have to believe from someone who's an armchair quarterback, they want to see how she handles herself under pressure, too. So they are going to try to rattle her. Is that a fair statement, do you think?
Definitely. That's. I think that might be one of the most important things about these hearings is showing how these nominees can handle pressure and intense questioning from top lawmakers in the country.
Well, what should we expect like tomorrow and then kind of moving to the middle of the week? And there's really no timetable on these things, but just give me your thought process in the days and hopefully no more than a week or so to come.
So there's going to be hearings on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we can expect this all to start at 9 a.m. Eastern every day, and I'll be tuning in. And then after that, after you know, lawmakers have questioned the nominee, the committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, will consider the nomination. They'll vote her nomination out of committee, and then it will go to the Senate floor. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, says that that would potentially put confirmation around a week ahead of the election. So this process could be moving fairly quickly and ultimately looks like it's heading to be wrapped up before November 3rd.
In closing, we're talking to Madison Alder from Bloomberg Law. She's a judiciary reporter. I think we really need to remind the audience why I led with it today. I'm going to be talking about this quite a bit on my radio show tomorrow night when I have time to talk to my audience. But explain to my audience why this is such a significant part of who we are, our Constitution, our democracy, and obviously history when we go through this process to confirmate the next Supreme Court justice. And when you think of the person she's replacing, the incredible late great Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that adds a little significance to it. But talk about why this is so important, Madison.
Well, this process is important because the average American doesn't really know judges very well. They don't know who our federal judges are, and they don't know who these nominees are when they're first coming before the committee. Of course, you know, news reports will get a pretty accurate picture of who a person is before they answer these questions. But this is the first time that the American public really has an opportunity to see Amy Coney Barrett speak, to see who she is, to learn more about her record and how she might think about the law. And so it's an important part of the process because it's kind of her introduction to the country.
Well, one thing's for sure, we'll be following as far as what you do at Bloomberg Law, and I can't thank you enough on a busy day taking time out to join me, and please pass on my thanks to Kimberly, too, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, good stuff. You know what? How proud a parent would be of that young lady, huh? I mean, that's pretty strong stuff. I mean, it's a historic day in our country's history, and this is going to be a process that we're going to be talking about. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you should be very proud when this takes place. And I think all of us really need to remember the person, not just Amy Coney Barrett, obviously, but the person she's going to be replacing on the Supreme Court, the great, and I do mean great, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.